Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you tired of praising? I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. It's a wonderful time again to be here. And a great blessing to be with my wife. Amen. I'm still married to the same wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where do we go? The word of the Lord is sweet. Amen? Amen. We enjoyed the presence of the Lord, and now God has to feed us with his word and to encourage us a little bit. It's good to see Brother Mike. Finally, with your wife, praise the Lord. Amen. One wife. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. It's good to see you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we just want to thank every one of you for receiving us again with a warm-hearted heart. And the food you have fed us, praise God, and we are fed up. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you come to Livingstone, we will also revenge. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Mama Wendy, it's good to see you once again. Praise the Lord. Amen. This morning, for the next 3 hours, pay attention. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter number 4. How many are kings in here? How many are kings? You are a king? You are a king, huh? Praise the Lord. Amen. You should be a king. You are in king's fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be at king's fire today. I get the impartation of a king. Hallelujah. And I'm on fire. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 4 and verse number 8, and I'll read a number of verses there. Praise the Lord. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. Where was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Verse 10, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he comes to us that he shall turn in there. Verse 11, and it fell on a day that he came there, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. Verse 12, and he said to Gehazi his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. Verse 14. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, no, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. Verse 17. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We bless your holy name, O you giver of life. We thank you, our God, our situation changer. We bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. For today, there is hope. Amen. This morning, for the sake of those are not pads and pens that I'm seeing, I will entitle my message, Receiving Victory Where Failure Has Settled. There are issues in our lives that look like they will never go away. They look like they are permanent. They are there to settle. They are settled. Everything is okay. But there are certain expectations that we've had at one point or another. And we've been believing God, and we put a time frame to our patience. And our patience has expired. And now the condition has still remained the same. And this issue becomes a very sensitive issue. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want anybody to repeat it, because you have put all your faith and you have done all you know to do. And nothing has changed. This was the condition of this woman. She was barren. Not only was she barren, there was another problem. The husband was an old man. And so it was a settled matter with her, that this failure, this disgrace, this shame, this condition has come to stay. But there is a way and a time to receive victory where failure has settled. There is nobody here who is walking with God that has a problem that God will never settle. In the name of Jesus, I am here to declare that this same God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He touched the Shunammite woman. He will touch you also today. I don't know what your expectation might be, but he's still the God that answers prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Receiving victory where failure has settled. Your condition is not permanent. And your condition should not be allowed to define who you are. Only God should be the one to define who you are. When the angel appeared before Mary, she was only a teenager who didn't know nothing. And the angel said to her, "You shall have a child." And she went into an argument, "How can this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel said, "You don't need to know no man." Hallelujah. "The God whom you serve, the God whom you know, is enough. The power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, shall overshadow you, and you shall have the child. What no man can do, God will do for you. That which cannot happen naturally shall happen supernaturally. He is still the God who is the creator." Hallelujah. Amen. He will create and he will recreate. Praise the Lord. Remove one kidney, God still is the creator. He will put a new one. He will put a new heart there. This is God. And this is what the angel said. "If you are arguing, Elizabeth, your old cousin, they have given up on hope of ever having a child. This is her 6th month. Her who was called barren." Barren was not her name. Her name was Elizabeth. But she was in a condition for too long that she had even given up. Even her husband had stopped praying. He had stopped even making any efforts or any attempts. He was just busy in the temple of the Lord. "I will serve God in this way. It is okay. It's all right. It is fine." But God still appeared to him in the temple. "This condition is not permanent, Zechariah. You shall have a son." And so the angel spoke to Mary and said, "Elizabeth, your relative, her who was called barren, this is her 6th month." So it doesn't matter what it looks like. I'm here to announce to you that you are about to receive victory where failure has settled and your condition is changing. Praise God. Amen. There is a transformation taking place. It's the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things will transform. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your condition will change. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise God. There are things that we face. We look cute, but we have issues. I live among my own people, but I have issues. But there is an issue I don't want to talk about. Don't tell me it will change. You are a man of God. I've made you a bedroom, given you a bed, I've given you a table and a chair, I've fed you. It is okay. Don't lie to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know, what she did was that she provoked a miracle in motion where failure had settled. Hallelujah. She was just doing the right thing. In the midst of failure, she perceived. She had the revelation that, even if it will not happen for me, but this is still a man of God. Hallelujah. And he has the word of the Lord. You know, the beauty about prophets, you know, I always say this, mostly I say this. It doesn't matter whether it is God or it is them. When they say something, God will always honor it. Hallelujah. I'm in trouble now because traveling everywhere. This is my fifth nation to be in, you know, this year, preaching. Only because a prophet in 1990 prophesied over me. Say, you are going to the nations, blessed are those feet. And that is Prophet Vaughan, you know? Blessed are those feet, and you're going to the nations. You going to the nations, I see you in the nations, blessed are those feet. I was like, hey. I checked behind me. I said, maybe there should be somebody standing in behind. Maybe it is this Asher, you know, standing behind me. I said, no, but it has come to pass. Hallelujah. It has come to pass. Elisha said it, but she said, no, I know how to survive. I have made a peace with my condition. I have made a peace. I have made up a treat. We have signed a ceasefire. We are at peace with this condition. But God will not allow it in his covenant with your covenant rights that your failure should settle. Amen. There is no settlement. Hallelujah. There will always be movement. There will always be change. Abraham, come out. Hallelujah. Amen. I was in Nigeria in July. There was a conference there called One Accord. Nigeria is a country in Africa. It's in Western Africa. Very populous nation. About 140 million people. And I went to Lagos. One city, 20 million. And in Lagos, there is a lot of traffic, vehicles. So you are more faster walking on foot than being in a vehicle. And the other fastest, easiest transport is the motorcycle. And so my host there told me that here where we are meeting at this church, where we are having a conference, very big building, about three stories up, offices down, places where people would live, you know, guest rooms and the rest, and the auditorium on top, where we were having the conference. I looked and I admired the place. So I started asking him, how much did it cost? How much did it cost, you know, to the build quantity? I looked at the building, very beautiful. And he changed the name. He gave it, he had another name, he said. Now it is the glory of God, Pentecostal Missions. The glory of God. That is the name of the ministry now. He said, I don't know. I don't know the cost. He said, this building was at the time where I felt like the church will close and I'll stop pastoring and I'll close. So he took me outside the building and we took a walk. We walked about, 200 meters or so. And he showed me, said, you see that building there? I said, yes, I see. He said, yes, that was the church we built. We built that church some 15 years ago. we built that church. And so, some 5 years ago, the government wrote us a letter. Everybody that was, who had built next to me, on my left and on my right, all the way, and these in front and those behind us. The government wrote a letter to say, in 4 years' time, move out from that place. Because we have to put a free highway there to decongest traffic, movement of vehicles. So I asked him, I said, did they reimburse you? Did they recompensate? Did they give you anything? He said, no, the government does not think like that, especially the government of Nigeria. They don't think like that. They just said that it is their land. So whenever it is in the national interest, they always get it back. So I said, what did you do? He said, well, I said, it is over. Because when we built the church, we prayed, we asked God, and never told us that there would be a road. So I didn't worry about it. I didn't worry about it. So it was there. I made peace with it, you know. The day they will come to crush it. And then he said, but at the same time, I went to look for land. I went to look for land, and when I settled with that land, when I settled about not looking for land anymore, was the amount of money that the bare land, which was not developed, just a piece of land in Lagos, very populous nation. And so there is no land available. He said the cheapest he found was $1.5 million. So he said, if God and this man moves in a very serious prophetic anointing, very serious. He said, God never revealed it to me. So I stopped looking because that kind of money, where do you get it? If God doesn't give it to you, if God doesn't want us to have the church, if these people say it is their land, if the government says it is their land, and God says it is his land, the earth is the Lord's, so, and I am his servant, so we don't know whether priority is to the government or priority is to me and the work I'm doing. So he said, I stopped worrying about it. That thing had come to settle. You know, the government never reversed it up to now. They are still standing there just waiting. Anytime they will crush it. And we thank God it's a democratic government now. If it was in the times of Abacha and military rulers, they could have just plowed through. So he said, but he had a certain man who had a company just next to his church. So that this man, when they received those letters, after some days, he came to the, he said that whenever he would come to the office, one morning, he saw this man come to his office also. And he was smoking, you know. Came to the office of the pastor, says, Pastor, did you receive that letter about us moving, all of us that are in this? Said, yes, I received it. So what do you think, Pastor? And the man is smoking and he's smelling beer, you know. He said, so what do we do? So Pastor, what do we do? What are you going to do with the church? He said, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with the church. You're not worried? I said, no, I'm not worried. It's not my church. It's God's church. God will know what to do. You are not serious, Pastor. You, Pastor, you're not serious. Say, that man was smoking, you know, and he looked very worried himself that he left. That every time he would see my car pull into this church and I come to my office, he will also come and ask me, so what have you thought about the church, Pastor? Thinking about what? The government has said we move. It's to move. If nothing happens, we move. We are still just doing here, you know, a few things and the rest. That every day for a week that man kept on coming, smoking, you know, without even no reverence for the office of the pastor. So that after some 3 weeks, he disappeared. He never came back again. And then after 2 weeks, after that man had disappeared, that this pastor received a phone call from the bank manager where the church had an account. And he said, that bank manager said, Pastor, there is a man, actually those bank managers don't call us as pastors, they call Reverend. Reverend, there is a man who's been bringing huge sums of money and depositing into your account. Do you know such a man, or are you expecting such kind of money? He says, I answered the bank manager, said, I don't know the man, and I'm not aware of any huge sums of money coming into the bank. But please, whenever that man comes, tell him to bring even more. That went on for about 3 months. This man kept on just taking there. And then that after 3 months, he appeared again and he said to the pastor, he came smoking, and that he was very angry. He was very angry. He looked at the pastor and said, Pastor, now, Pastor, hear me. Tell your God to leave me alone. There is enough money now in your church account. Go buy God a church. And that pastor says, this is the building. Well, that one man. No church committee, no building committee, no fundraising. We thought we were done. But here it is. And the pastor says, for 3 Sundays, when we came here, 3 Sundays, 3 weeks, coming here, the people could not worship because they were not sure whether this had happened. It was too good to be true. So there is no failure that is there to settle in the life of a child of God. Hallelujah. There is no condition that must be permanent. You are to receive victory where failure has settled. Ezekiel chapter number 1, verse 1, he says, I saw the visions of God. The heavens opened and I saw the visions of God as I sat among the captives. It looked like it was a condition that was permanent. They even sang a song, Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat. Yea, we wept. When we remembered Zion, it was like it was a place of permanent stay. It was like it was a place of permanent failure. But receiving victory in a place of failure, in a place where failure has settled, receiving victory begins with a word from God. Receiving victory begins with a word from God. And before that word comes, there is always a deliberate provocation. Hallelujah. The Shunammite woman had to provoke the situation. And so it troubled the man of God. And he gave a word. Hallelujah. He gave a word. It was final. What God has said is final. Balaam, you can't reverse it. Hallelujah. It cannot be reversed. God will always watch over his word to perform it. Keep doing what you are doing. God will make sure that he doesn't owe you anything. Hallelujah. God will make sure that he doesn't owe you anything. Your level must change. Your condition must change. There are things that you may have forgotten about, but God has not forgotten. He has it in the records. Hallelujah. Amen. Your miracle is in motion. The moment you are listening and listening well. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because there will always be an instruction. Your failure is not permanent. It is not there to stay. God is faithful. Even in the here and now. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let your condition define you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever they call you, they called Elizabeth barren. God never called her barren. Hallelujah. God reversed everything that was like a stigma in her life. Sometimes you have heard so many prophecies, so many promises, and there is no more excitement. But this time around, watch God. This time around, watch God. God means business. God is serious this time. Hallelujah. He will make sure that whoever was laughing at you will begin to laugh with you. Hallelujah. Whoever has been looking down on you will be looking up to you. Hallelujah. Because this is God on the throne. Hallelujah. Keep doing whatever you are doing. Praise the Lord. God will prove himself faithful. He is a faithful God. He is on the throne. Praise God. Hallelujah. This thing is not forever. One of the best passages in every scriptures that I read, it says, and it came to pass. Hallelujah. So, praise God, it is not permanent. Every condition has an expiry date. Hallelujah. Only God is everlasting. That problem is not everlasting. It is only God who is the everlasting God. Everything else shall come to pass. Amen. So that condition is for a time. It is for a season. It is not settled. You will receive victory where failure has settled. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And you are receiving victory right now. Right now, your deliverance is right now. The salvation of your family is right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil knows how to bring battles and make them look like they are settled there. He's a loser. He lost in heaven. He will lose now. Praise God. The Bible says, and there was war in heaven. Revelations. In the book of Revelation says, there was a war in heaven. The devil and his angels fought against Michael. And they prevailed not, for they were cast. So if the devil can take war into heaven, he can take it anywhere. He can take it into your marriage. He can bring the battle there. Into your marriage. He can bring it into your family. He can bring it into your business, into your finances. He can bring it at your workplace. He can take it anywhere. But the good news is, he was defeated there. And the Bible says, Jesus says, in the book of 1 John chapter number 3 and verse 8 says, I am come. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So he was defeated there. He is defeated here. Praise the Lord. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If God be for you, who can be against you? They that be with us are more than they that be against us. You are a victor. Receive your victory today. Your healing is today. Your deliverance is today. Peace and order into your life. Peace and order and normal functioning of your body today. The power of God still working mightily. Here and now. God is not tired, not once. Hallelujah. God is not fed up of you, not once. God has not given up on you. As long as you have breath, there is a hope for today. There is faith for today. There is power of God available today. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead. That same spirit, the Bible says, if he dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. And everything around you must submit to the power of God. The God who says, I am, I am come. Hallelujah. The Israelites in Egypt thought that their condition was permanent. But God says, go tell Pharaoh, I am come down. It is over. This failure is over. I've passed sentence. Let my people go. You shall also go out. God has not stopped delivering. God has not stopped drying up the Red Seas. God has not stopped walking on water. He still walks on water. Hallelujah. He still performs miracles. Even in these times of bad news, that's why God has raised us up to be good news preachers. To counter the bad news. Hallelujah. The blessing of God is stronger than the curse. Hallelujah. The power of Satan can never equal at all. Satan is not the opposite of God. You are only opposite by your ego. Hallelujah. Satan may be an opponent of another angel. Not the opposite of God. They are never equal. They are never colleagues. They never were. Hallelujah. It's a created being that God will pick and put in the lake of fire and is desperate. Whatever he's doing, he is doing it desperately, for he knows that, but he has a what? A short time. Hallelujah. Eternity is with us. We have received eternal life now. And this life cannot be permanently afflicted. Hallelujah. This condition must not continue. Hallelujah. Whatever report you have, in the name of Jesus, I raise my hand. I declare the power of God come upon you right now. Settle that matter and settle it permanently. Receive victory in that condition, in that position. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, whatever the news you have heard that is unpleasant, whatever look you may have received, whatever gossip and slander you may have heard, I come to you with the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I love you and I care for you and I'm committed to you. Receive victory today in the name of Jesus. Every
business, every family that is represented here, every community that is represented in this house, every family, every career, every institution that is represented in this house, I decree the victory of the Most High God. I thank you, dear God, for help from above, support from Zion, the holy mount of our God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I pray, do something that no man can do for your people. This week, God will do for somebody in here who dare to believe him, who dare to dare God. In the name of Jesus, God will do good to you that no man can do. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you. I bless your holy name. I give you praise, Spirit of a living God. My Father, my Father, my Father, we choose to believe the good report. We deter the bad report. In the name of Jesus, every news that causes panic and uncertainty and fear, in the name of Jesus, is not for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of the Most High God. In Jesus' name. And God's people said,
amen.
And
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hatabu Sharabasa.